got Lizzie Davis on the line. She's in St. Peter's Square in the Vatican. Seems from my TV screen that there's quite a large crowd waiting there now, Lizzie.
Yes, there are. About the same numbers as last night, maybe some more, certainly thousands of people. Lots of national flags, various different countries, banners from different groups. Lots of Italians, obviously, but also I've spoken to Germans, Ghanaians, Filipinos, French people, Americans, really kind of all the world here gathered today in St. Peter's Square.
And how are they? What's the atmosphere like?
Expectant. I don't, we're around about the time now when on the second ballot the cardinal-elect has managed to choose a new pope, we would be seeing white smoke. I have to say, I think that's unlikely, because it would only be on the second ballot, which would be something, which would be very quick, and that's not necessarily something we expect. But no, fixated on the big screens like last night. I have to say, it might be very difficult to see the white smoke against the very grey sky that we've got here.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to be dampening people's spirits. They're very happy and there's a general air of excitement.
Well, they seem to really pull out all the stops yesterday with some very, very black smoke to make sure people could see it against the night sky. So perhaps they've got something similar in mind for the white smoke.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hope so. But people are happy just to be here. That seems to be the general impression I'm getting. People know that this is a historic event. Lots of people are on holiday and feel very lucky to be here. And it's just being part of the moment that people are here to witness.
Okay, thanks very much, Lizzie. We'll chat again later on.